Yo,
peace on mic. We're gonna do it real right. It's gonna be a podcast for you.
You get that soldier born to get ready for double time. Double time. Here we go for double time. Double time and double the pod. Double the pod and I'm a little worker homer. Wherever you're going.
All right. And here we go.
Let's go. It's not done yet. We're going.
It's done.
The song's over. Okay, all right. Wow. No more to that.
That was confusing for a second because it was like the song and then also like more of the song after you thought it ended. And I was like, wow, what's going on?
I know. And that's why I continued to confuse you.
Oh.
Because this is a confusing show. Because
we're kind of trying to challenge you is what we're trying to do. We're trying to stimulate the deepest, darkest parts of your brain.
I know you're at work. And you're mindlessly, I don't know, writing something down or doodling in your book.
Doodling in one of those books that you have to doodle on.
Yeah, you do your little doodle-doo. Yeah. And
doodly-doo-doo.
And we're here to stimulate you.
Yes.
And that's
you
what we
that?
Do.
That's us. Don't worry.
And if you want to know who is trying to stimulate you, it's us. Cooking the Coffee Maker, starring Pat.
And Dalen.
And we're here. We're coming at you.
Yeah.
And the first thing I have to say is I'm sorry. Okay. We want to apologize.
We don't know. No, we don't leave with sorry. We lead with you're welcome, and then we end with oh, okay, and also sorry, I guess.
Yeah. We have not been good about posting episodes.
No. Okay. Not listen. We tried. We had some technical difficulties last time we tried. Okay.
We did. We recorded about 30 minutes of an episode,
which is about like 45 minutes of good material, because after the episode, we just add in a lot of silences and just, like, bad jokes. So
does that work like that? In any case, we recorded, and then when we look back, only 10 minutes are there. Mm-hmm. Most of it had to do with milking a snake.
Yes. Yeah, that was a
good
one.
But, so
it was good.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. And that was it. And anyway, I read this mail. We had some mail.
Wow.
Read this mail on the one when we tried to record it.
Oh, so I'll act surprised again. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Do we have mail, Pat?
We do have mail. Oh. And it's from my cousin, fan of the show, star of Most of the Time.
Most of the time.
Our theme song.
Yeah, great guy.
Always the star of our outro.
Uh-huh.
And his name is Greg.
Oh, okay. Love Greg. Greg, huge fan. Huge fan, Greg.
Greg here.
Yeah.
First time listener. No, long time listener.
Long time,
I'm sorry.
Of course. Yeah.
First time emailer, which is also untrue.
False, yeah.
Actually, he might have texted me the other stuff. Who knows?
Oh, really?
Okay. Third time ballroom dancing champion.
Now, we debated that last time, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, we weren't sure. And actually, we looked it up since.
And does swing count as ballroom?
Yeah, that's a real big question.
Either way, the tango definitely does.
Good job, Greg. Good job. It's about the T-A-N-G-O. He knows.
A-N-G-O.
Yeah.
It's kind of, whenever I heard that in ballroom, I always thought of like bingo.
Yeah,
I want to say T-A-N-G-O was his name or something like that.
And he's always screwing up. He always screwed up in ballroom.
Anyway, to start, I want to say that this is the most entertaining podcast I listen to. Okay? And that was probably because we told him he was a great video game player, or I told him that. So
is that what happened?
Yeah. And then IGN rates it 4.8 out of 5 stars. Uh-huh. Rotten Tomato gives it a solid 91.4%.
This is pretty good.
I don't know where he's getting this from. And the New York Times says, and I quote, best podcast by two guys living together in an apartment in New York area.
And you know what? Last time we said this, that's pretty big because usually we get the best two guys in like Brooklyn. So this is kind of bigger. It's kind of more of an expansive area.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It used to be Staten Island. Then we went to Brooklyn.
Yeah, and that was a big one.
That was a big jump.
Yeah.
Do not take a bite out of that. Dalen is forking over some.
What is
some,
it, Pat?
I don't even know. Some rice and
rice?
Something or other.
What else is there?
And just as we're about to record this podcast, Dalen comes out with a steaming bowl of this rice dish.
It was
and
dull.
I say,
it's dull. Okay, I made this dull myself.
The people don't want to hear that. You're gonna be munching down.
Me,
all right, take
now.
One bite. Take
you,
one bite.
Can you hear this? All right,
let's take a poll.
Swooping. All right.
We've taken a couple polls before.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, they can definitely hear that. Anyway, we have a podcast to record, Dalen, and you keep on distracting us. This email is still going on. Essentially, what he says, he got the hyperbolic time chamber reference, which everyone's happy about.
Yeah, mostly you.
And he can't even tell us how many times he stayed up all night playing Call of Duty in high school. So.
And you know what? That is the dream. He lived the dream in high school.
He did. He did live the dream. And now, and also, he called us out.
What'd he say?
He said, "You guys didn't do Kindergarten Chorus.
I demand,
and this is underlined, italicized,
yeah,
bold and red.
Wow. Okay?
And larger and larger.
Wow. So
he said, demand two rounds of it this week.
Okay. He's the only one that wants that.
That is not true. Okay. The people. We went over this in the podcast we tried to record, that we have more listeners than we think we do.
Yeah, wait, what are our stats? Don't tell them.
Email us if you listen to this podcast.
What's our email, Patrick?
CookingCoffeeMaker@gmail.com.
Okay,
CookingCoffeeMaker@gmail.com.
Everyone that emails us, if you email us an address, we will send you back a sticker. Maybe.
No. What we said was, if we do not know who you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If we don't know who you are, okay, either of us, and you listen to this podcast.
Wait, no. We don't. If we don't know who you are, that's huge, of course. But even if we do know who you are, but you're not, like, you know, maybe I said hi to you, you know, once. Maybe we said hi twice, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely email us, right? But if we don't know who you are. Or if you're on the precipice of, like, we really, you know, we just know of you maybe, right? Email us and send us your address. Just email us anyway. Send us your home address.
If you want.
We will show, there's a very good chance that we will drive to you.
Or fly. Hopefully.
Or take a boat.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
And we will deliver you something.
And then we'll probably record a podcast with you.
Yes.
Our
almost
loyal
certainly.
Listener, yeah. So, Antarctica, here we come, I guess.
Yeah. So, anyway, the email's over. And we can get into the episode.
Oh.
And today we're talking about something. But actually, before
you
we
have
talk,
a lead-in.
I have a little bit of a story, okay?
A little bit.
And I want to bounce this off you because I think this is something that probably started happening a lot about 3 years ago. Okay.
Now puberty hits us all at different stages.
You weren't 18 when when they went.
Oh, no, oh wow! There you go.
And now, what does that signify?
You have to
you got to connect the dots yourself.
We all know.
Balls dropping. Anyway. I was driving in my car. I have to move my car 4 times a week. I have to move my car 4 times a week.
This is what you get for having a car in New York. He has a lot of convenience for having a car. He gets to go to the mall all the time.
I
get convenience from him having a car, but he also moves it 4 times a week, which is crazy. I did this for a week and it was insane. This is just his life. This is what you do.
It's not nice. It's not nice. And what I was doing was I was moving the car. And there are two spots. It's actually quite easy to park where we live because there's a lot of parking in the area.
Yeah.
So I just have to go to the same two spots every other day, pretty much.
Every other. Right.
And I was moving from one spot to the next, and I was pulling up, and outside where my spot is this bar. It's actually, I'm not going to say it, but it has to do with some sort of animal that you might find in a desert. Or a mountain?
I don't know.
I don't know where this animal is. Anyway.
Yeah.
Peru.
Oh, all right. Good. Okay. Good. Yeah.
And I was pulling up right next to the spot. It's the only spot. And I got a parallel park.
Uh-huh.
And I see this woman, young woman. She's like standing in between cars. And she clearly had just come out of this bar or whatever, the restaurant / bar place.
Yeah.
And I pull up right next to her because that's what I have to do to park the car to like back it in.
Uh-huh.
And she tries to open.
No.
She tries to open my, like the passenger, the shotgun seat.
Yeah.
And I start waving to her. No, no, no.
Yeah.
And then she looks at me and she like nods her head.
Yeah.
So then she moves to the back of the car and tries to open the back seat.
That's amazing.
And I was like, no, no, no. And she like, she was like looking at me.
Yeah.
And she was like trying to figure it out. And then I pulled down the window.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And
what do you?
And
say?
I said, I'm trying to park in that spot. And she goes, what? I'm like, I'm trying to park in that spot. And she then it was like the moment of realization on her face, yeah. And she just went like white. You know, she just and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then 2 seconds later, as I'm pulling, I'm like parking, the Uber shows up. And I know what she is hoping. She's hoping that she just gets in this Uber and they drive away before I pass and see this, right?
Yeah.
So I made sure to park really fast, get out of the car, and give her a little bit of a look, you know? Just so she could take it home with her, you know?
That's good. That's very good. And this has this happened to you before?
This is the first time. Okay. But I imagine that this is this type of thing must happen a lot.
All the freaking time, I bet. Yeah.
Because I've witnessed this before. I've witnessed this before, but I've never had it happen to me.
I feel like this not only like this happens to random drivers in New York, but other Uber drivers definitely also just end up taking people like probably halfway to their destination before they realize like
they're going the wrong way. Yeah.
Oops.
I should have unlocked the car. And start driving somewhere.
Yeah.
And like, here you are. But like take like a really complicated like thing. But then end up box. Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, just end up like right behind right next door.
You should have had her let her in, parked your car, gotten out, and then walked.
I should have given her the keys, and I go to the passenger seat just to see what would happen.
Just have some fun. What the hell? Oh man, that's good. I'm glad you looked at her again just so she's like, I'm an idiot.
What I should have done is
what
this.
You should have done what?
Ask her name, because you know how the Uber driver will sometimes like ask your name to confirm.
Yeah.
Get her name,
uh-huh.
Then be like, I don't know, come up with some sort of excuse to get out of the car. Be like, 1 second.
Yeah.
She's sitting in the car.
Yeah.
I get in her Uber, and then when the guy asks what the name is, let's say her name is Karen. I just heard that her name is Karen.
Yeah.
I say yeah for Karen.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yep. And just see where she goes.
Yeah.
We'll do the old switcheroo for a day.
The old switcheroo. She'd be, how long would you sit?
How long would she just sit in the car for?
I guess it depends on. I think even if she was watching you, she would watch you get in this other car. And only when you started driving away would she be like, what is going on? And then she looks at her phone.
Yeah. What I'll say is, did you cancel the ride?
Yeah.
I'll say for Karen, right?
Yeah.
Did you cancel the ride? And then she'll be like, no. And be like, oh, it's not coming up for me. Then she'll like look on her phone. It's like, oh, if it's canceled, whatever, I'll just cancel it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ask her to pay me cash or something. Actually drive her to the destination.
Yeah.
And then, you know, make some money.
And then you just have a cash business like it's Uber. But
yeah.
Just like we wait outside a popular Uber
destination. Yeah, popular Uber and just swoop in. Just swoop in for
this. If this doesn't
Uber.
Exist already, if you have a car and you want to work for Uber, but you want to just like take home all the money, you should do this. Like, why wouldn't you do this? You know, just late nights outside of bars.
Yeah. One time I was in Seattle. We were in Seattle for our internship.
At some point, yeah.
And
that's giving away a lot.
Yeah. Maybe we'll bleep it out. Anyway, we're in a big city, okay? They have great coffee. I'm not going to say what it is. And we go and we're driving and I'm in this Uber. And I look at my own Uber app and it looks like we are not going the direction that I thought we were going.
Uh-huh.
And so what I thought happened was that we switched Ubers. I switched Ubers with, like, I took the wrong Uber, mm-hmm. and this guy.
Another guy that you knew.
No. I thought this guy had picked me up,
uh-huh.
right? And my Uber picked up someone else.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that we were going to two different places, because during the ride, I had to clarify where I was going. That was the first thing.
Yeah.
Which could have been either way, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other thing is, when I opened the app, like halfway through the ride, it looked like it was going somewhere else. So I canceled the ride.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, could you cancel the ride? And at this point, I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, man, like, I'll just pay you cash.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure this guy really preferred.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he just got it up front. But thank God I had cash that day. Because I thought, like, some other guy was, like, just taking the Uber somewhere else.
What?
I don't know what the point of that story was.
All right, it was interesting. Actually, related story. I had a few friends in high school. College. You were my only friend in high school. No, I take that back. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Bad move. Tihan, you're like a brother to me. Okay.
No, Tihan, and Michael. Yeah. Sheldon.
You inspire me every day.
Tihan,
and
Sheldon, Ian.
And Eric, I'm going to put you in there as well. No, Dylan, you already said your piece.
Because you guys are all brothers, and Patrick is but a friend.
Yeah. Okay. And Annie, all right. I know. Hey, listen, you share the podcast, and.
Annie,
we love you, Annie. It was your birthday just recently, and we all celebrated and we all had a good
Annie
time, and we really appreciate you
Annie
as a friend.
But Annie didn't.
And Allie, you doing your math thing? I mean, you have done some questionable things with. I'm not gonna say what they were. Math.
Math.
Yeah, let's just say. Allie really likes. I'm not gonna say it.
Where are you going?
It's a joke, guys.
Okay, all right.
But you know, let's say 13 is a number that Allie likes.
Yeah.
For her men to be. It's a joke. It's not real. Okay.
All right.
She's not one of those, and
she's not one of those a lot.
Yeah. And who else listens to our pod? Does anyone else listen to our podcast? I don't know. I think we've covered our bases. Galen, the only friend that he has had in high school was me. Okay? That was the moral of the story.
You're getting into it. All right. Two things. First of all, Annie didn't have friends in high school. Okay.
Okay, that's true. That's actually true. She wasn't very popular.
Good point. All right. What I was going to say, I had friends in college. Two friends, maybe three. I forgot exactly. No, it was like three of my friends. They would – this was before Uber was in my college town. All you had was these city taxis, and there were never enough taxis, especially on these big drinking days. Like, the first weekend of the year for college, there was never enough taxis. And, like, Halloween, never enough. You know, like, the parade day was, like, when everyone goes and drinks because there's a parade. Never enough taxis. So my friends would just get into this – like, my one friend, Bar, wouldn't drink for a large part of his college career, and so he would just go around driving random kids and like having them pay cash to him. And I was like, and then he had his.
That's very good business model. That's a very good business model.
They made some money. Yeah, it sounded pretty good. I wanted to get in, but I never did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We were supposed to talk about something else, but we're not going to get to it.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Maybe after the break.
Yeah. I have this another story that is unrelated to Uber, but doesn't have to do with cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We – remember – let's turn back the clocks.
Okay.
And remember a day where you were struck by a vehicle.
Yes,
we have told this story on the podcast.
We have, yeah. It's in our song, our intro song sometimes.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And something about this really
struck a nerve,
but also you have to, I just want to emphasize that this corner is dangerous.
Dangerous corner, okay? Definitely, yeah.
Now imagine me
in a car.
Good-looking guy. You know.
Yeah.
Strong.
You've lost some of it since high school.
Listen, I know you like them young, okay? But right. you know, great guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nice hair. Okay, good eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was crossing the street.
All right.
And I was being very cautious.
Because you have to be.
And You have to be on that street.
I am very cautious.
And this truck is turning left.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I am crossing. And I kind of wait to see what he does, right? Because I don't want to jump out in front. And I see he's slowing down, and he's slowing down. He's going to slow down to a stop.
Yeah.
So I take the lead and I start walking.
Yeah.
Right. I had the green light. Right. Yeah. I had the right of way. Yeah. I had
the
walk sign.
Yeah.
This guy, I get about halfway in front of his truck, and he just starts honking me. I was like, what? And I look at him, and he's giving me the finger. the guy who's singing Shotgun
is also
he's getting angry. Like, these guys, I don't know where the hell these guys are coming from. They're so angry. But God. I mean, they're like these like 6-year-old guys and
Six?
Just 60, okay. 60-year-old yeah, guys. And they looked like they're just angry people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know, like they looked disheveled and all this. And I turned to him.
Yeah.
And I smile.
Oh, it's nice.
And I give him a little wink.
Oh.
They got so pissed. They were both giving me the finger. Yeah. The guy sitting shotgun is doing double barrels. Okay,
yeah,
he's giving me the old 1-2. Okay, and I'm so happy I decided to do that because that is easily the best decision I could have made at this point.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was very well done.
Yeah,
I may have like walked quicker. I'm glad you took your time.
Yeah, I took my time.
You gave them a little hey.
I definitely put my life at risk,
yeah.
But you know, I do it because I don't know. I'm a hero or whatever. I mean,
you do it
because
you care.
Yeah, I'm kind of I give back. You know.
Yes.
This is my responsibility to the community.
That's fucking hilarious. Damn. I want to drive a truck around in New York and see how many people I kill.
Don't say that.
Not okay.
Right. What kind of thing is that?
No, it's like I purposefully. It's just
you just want to get into a truck just to find out. Your logic here is that you want to enter a truck,
yes.
Enter a vehicle,
yes.
A big vehicle,
through the door,
through
yes.
The door,
yeah,
and. You want to
drive around yeah.
Just to see at the end
like.
Of the day
yeah.
what your tally is. That is a fucked up
that's
thing to do.
It's kind of fucked. I'm not saying I don't want to. I don't go into the truck trying to kill people, and I hopefully end the day without killing anyone. But I'm saying, who would ever try to drive a truck in New York? Like that sucks. That sucks.
The thing is, first of all.
Uh-huh.
Unless you have like a nice truck.
Yes.
What, like this guy did not have a nice truck.
What does that mean? What is a nice truck?
First of all, you need trucks to operate. You know,
yeah,
this is like a this was more of a looked more like a van, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But there was clearly something in the back and like,
oh,
you know, they were
okay.
Moving something.
All right. Might have been people.
Definitely could have been people.
I want to know why our neighborhood has just a lot of trucks. I think they're this like used to be kind of industrial. I think it's still kind of industrial. I think there's like just truck routes that go right through.
Is this something that you've noticed?
I haven't
noticed
big
this.
Big time. You gotta open your eyes someday. All right. See, look around.
Again with the racism. Okay.
Racism.
Just because I can't say it means I'm not American. Is that what you're saying, Dalen?
I look bad from this podcast.
Yeah,
I don't look good. And I said one actually mean thing, but otherwise. All right, let's move on. I have a sponsor. Let's talk about that
okay,
sponsor.
Okay, let's hear about the sponsor.
All right. Ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, Pat. You ever do something accidentally?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Once in a while.
Once in a while. Have you ever gotten a little too excited and let a little bit out? That's a yes.
Okay.
That's a yes.
Okay.
Have you ever trusted a fart a little too much?
All right.
You asked me to do this.
Not for
sponsor.
A long time. Not for many,
not for
many
long,
years. Not for
many.
I'll put
says.
That out there.
I don't
okay.
Know. I've seen him run to the bathroom. Well, maybe you should start wearing our sponsor, brown shorts. Okay, Pat? Brown shorts.
Our sponsors have very common themes. It's because you want to get one, you know, it's kind of like a foot in the door
exactly,
kind of thing, you know.
Exactly.
It's just like all the
yeah.
one service here is that we do, and our
yeah.
fans are so loyal. They
the
always
demographics, yeah.
They always go back and they support our sponsors.
They do. They
and
do.
So,
they support us by doing that, and we thank you for that.
I know. We gotta tell our fans to go buy
to
like
chill.
Footballs
yeah,
or something else
know,
cool,
something
you know.
Easy, yeah. Well,
oh,
let me finish it.
Okay,
this
let me
guy okay, okay. Be on the show. Right? Our sponsor,
wow.
Brown Shorts. I'm sorry. Brown shorts are for those times when you find out white isn't your color. All right. Brown shorts are for the moments when you let it all go. All
right? Oh no.
Brown shorts are for you and for me, but mostly for you, I think. And brown shorts because everyone has accidents. Oh,
okay. All right. Anyway, that was brown shorts.
Shorts?
Shorts.
Shorts. It's kind of, you kind of like, you we're, do what we're, you want
if there. You're from Ireland, they're brown shards.
Yeah, and if you're from America, they're also brown shards sometimes. Yeah.
Well, anyway, they give us money. All right, they give us money, so go out and get yourself a pair.
Yeah.
I feel like, hey, listen, I'm wearing kind of brown shorts right now. They're more beige.
That's beige shorts, yeah. You'll turn those brown.
Anyway. Okay, I have, this was for moving. We were supposed to talk about moving. Maybe, I think we still will. Maybe next week we'll actually talk about moving and
okay,
let's play
pretend.
A different game.
But yeah,
okay,
I
have a set up a game. All
right.
I set up a game
yeah.
for talking about moving.
Ooh.
Okay. Listen.
Now, let me tell you this, listener. Patrick spent 20 minutes, maybe 30, just trying to figure out what to have in the game. So let's judge him for
and
whatever.
This, yeah. And this is going to be a surprise to you.
Okay, let's see.
Okay. One of the most difficult things to move
oh.
when you are moving
yes.
is an aquarium.
That's
okay?
like, very,
like a glass
very true, I'm
aquarium.
Sure, yeah.
What are you going to do with your fish? The
yeah.
fish need to survive during this time. Do you take the fish out? What do you do with the fish?
What
Who
you,
knows?
Okay.
Who knows?
Yeah, I guess right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What do aquariums do?
What are you
Aquariums hold water.
Water, yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My question for you, I have five questions for
Why
you.
Why do humans okay. need to drink water?
No, no, okay. no, no, no. That would. What does that have to do with moving? Okay. All
right.
My question to you is, I have five questions, five things, and
yeah.
you have to tell me how much water these things can hold.
You really start with something entirely different and got nowhere with that, huh? And then you're just like, now you're interesting. All
yeah,
right.
okay.
Now, this took you a while, but it probably took you a while because you had to do the calculations yourself.
Okay, we'll see.
All
right.
Okay. Let's go first.
This is going to be in gallons. Okay.
In gallons.
You have to tell me how many gallons.
What is my my
threshold here?
Threshold, yeah.
I will say your range. I'll let you. I'm going to tell you what the object is.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to tell me what you think the range should be.
Yeah.
And if I agree with you,
I'll give you my p-value.
And I'll give you either a yes or a no.
Okay.
You
right.
The next one. I'll give you a yes or a no, and I'll try to be as fair as possible.
Okay.
Except if you give me one that's too close.
Yeah.
If you undershoot it, I can tell you yes. Okay, I'll give you another one.
Okay.
And then that will be it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. It's fine.
U-Haul.
God
how much
damn it.
Can a
wait,
U-Haul?
Wait, wait,
how many gallons of water?
That, you can't just go say U. Yeah. Have you seen U-Hauls? There's all kinds of sizes of U-Haul. All right.
Okay. I'll do this.
Okay. All right.
I Googled U-Haul.
So,
it was whatever the first result was.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry.
I got it in. They told me their dimensions. And then I used the volume from there.
Oh, my God. All right. Wait. Sorry. So, I give you the range.
You give me the range.
I give you the range.
And I'll tell you yes or no.
God damn it, Pat.
Okay. No. What I'll do is you yeah. give me a range. I will tell you. Widen it,
yeah.
Or I'll tell you to shrink it,
all
and right. then you give me another one, and yeah. then that'll be it.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna go. All right, U-Haul. I'm picturing like your stand, like not the big trucks. I'm picturing like not the trailer though either. Like the small among the smaller trucks, it's gonna be about 800 to 1,200 gallons.
What is your range? You have to tell me your range.
800 to 12.
Oh, eight. Okay, this is how we're doing it. Okay.
Wait, what do you want? Oh, so I'd say like 800 plus or minus.
Yeah. You have to beforehand. You tell me what your plus or minus is,
oh.
and then I will agree, and then you make your guess.
Oh. Okay. All right. Sorry. I wasn't really listening. all right. My plus or minus is gonna be 400 gallons.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna go with. I'm going to go with 1,100.
Okay. And let me first tell you this.
Wait. It's a 400.
That what is at stake here?
Yeah.
Is that you.
Oh, some kind of.
If you.
Yeah.
Get less than three right.
Yes. I have to.
You have to give me a compliment.
About what?
About the way I move.
Okay. I'm probably going to get.
And I'm not talking about moving boxes.
Yeah.
I'm talking
about
the way I move.
Oh, no. Okay. No, it's not the way you move. You know, it's the way you move.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
and if you get it right, I will tell you if you get more than three right
or
three or more.
Yeah.
I will tell you something nice about the way you move.
Oh, okay. Now this is what you want. This is not what I want.
I want cash, brother.
Yeah.
All right. What are we at? What are we doing? All right. So wait. So I gave you 400 plus or minus. Do I give you the number, or you first tell me if
No. Okay. I agree. Okay. 400 is a fair range.
It's a fair range?
I accept that range.
Okay.
And then you guessed 1,100.
I said 1,100.
Try 5,700.
Gallons?
Gallons.
What is this fucking gallons. Truck? This is ridiculous. What truck is it?
This is a normal truck.
Yeah, that's
you
just don't
know. There are so many gallons of water.
No. Anyway, okay.
So you got the first
this
one.
This is ridiculous. This is rigged.
The Atlantic Ocean.
You fucking fuck.
What is your range? What is your range?
10 to the power of, okay, I'm going to go for a range of one billion gallons.
Widen your range. Widen your range.
I don't even fucking
know. Widen your range.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right, let me wait.
By actually, a good amount.
No, you know what? I wasn't thinking. Let me just think about that. Oh, you know what? That makes sense now. No, I was a fool. Okay. All right. I'm going to give you an exact number. I'm not even going to give you a range. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, ready?
Uh-huh.
One.
Keep going.
What's after a trillion? Do you know?
This is just the Atlantic now. Okay.
Okay, we're gonna go
less than a trillion. Let's say less than a trillion.
257,597,000,000 300.
Okay, give me the first three digits again.
I forgot the first thing. You gotta go listen to this.
I said 250-something.
257 billion.
264 billion. I'll give it to you. Even though you came in cocky. You came in cocky.
Yeah, well, you're
and said you didn't want a range. I was gonna give you about like a sixty billion.
60 billion.
Okay. But all right, we'll chalk that up
to figure out what would be the correct threshold.
I should have come in with thresholds.
Yeah, okay, all right. We did the Pacific.
From now on, I'm going to give you a threshold.
And now, all right, okay. Fine.
Your range for this next one?
Yeah.
3 gallons. Okay.
All right.
Now the Indian Ocean. No.
All right.
A human.
Oh. This is
and I am not talking – okay, this is the amount of water is in a human. Okay.
What does that mean?
Unlike if you unzipped a human and took its skin,
yeah,
and then filled that up with water. That's okay, not what mean, we're talking about.
Because that's what I thought.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, yeah.
We're telling instead of unzipping the human, we're saying like if you boiled a human and then not boiled them, you just cooked them and then you captured the vapor that came up out of them. That would be like
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. We're taking the consomme out of the human.
Okay.
You have a 3 gallon range.
3 gallon. I feel like a human.
That should be.
We have 9 pints of blood. Is that maybe more than that? Do we have 12 pints? I think you could get 9 pints out. No, you can't. Adult male.
Yes, adult male.
Adult male.
I think they said it was around 160. Imagine 160 pounds.
Huh. Interesting. All right. I would say about. Water. Just water.
Just
that's like
water.
Mostly blood. But how much does a gallon of water weigh?
All right. Well, oh, want me to tell you? No,
you
I'm not going to tell you. I do know just because I had to do some calculations. All right.
Did you calculate yourself? With the, you know, okay. You know people aren't just made of water, right? Because you were going with the unzipping thing before.
Yeah. What do you mean? Go ahead.
I'm going to say 10 gallons.
All right. All right. Yeah, all right. It was 11 gallons.
All
ding,
right.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right. All right.
All right. So right. Now you're 2 for 3 here.
2 for 3.
All right. All I right. Have to hope that you don't get either of these right. Yeah. Otherwise, I have to give you a compliment.
I'm
here.
On a roll.
Next question. And your range will be
4.
4 gallons.
4 gallons. You made that up on the spot. All right. It's going to be an adult. No, it's going to be a baby human. It's going to be a baby horse.
No. Your range will be 5.
Okay.
5 gallons. Okay. What that's a big, nice range.
That's a nice range.
5 dogs.
What is it?
5 dogs. So each which doll water? Has a gallon ring. Yeah, and then we're also going for this one and also the next one. It's not the unzip method. This is just the straight.
Yeah, just straight up. So dumb. You've seen dogs before, right? You know they come big and small.
Normal dog.
Yeah, oh, normal dog.
Medium dog. I actually had to. This problem came up when I was Googling. It's very hard to Google this type of thing. It's very hard. I was Googling. First, I wanted to do one puppy. And I was how much water is in a puppy? That is harder to Google than you would think.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway. Okay. Five dogs. And this is from Google, medium dog. Okay.
Five dogs are probably a little bit more than one adult male in terms of weight, right? Like a dog is like 40 pounds. Let's say like a medium dog is going to be 40 to 60 pounds. 50 times 5 is a 250. All right. 250. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. You gave me a look and I was very confused. 250, that's twice the amount of the male. But a dog is like a lot of skin and bone. So I'm going to go for 11 times 2 is 22. 15 gallons.
15.
Yeah.
21.5 gallons.
Oh, I was so close.
You were close. So this is the make or break one now.
I should just multiply by 2. I did make or break. Ridiculous. All right.
All right.
Fine.
Listen, it's all on the line here.
Yeah.
It's all on the line here.
I shouldn't have gone that far down.
I know. Your logic was sound.
Up until a point.
Because you also nailed it, Ryan. They said an average dog is 40 to 60. And then I just took the higher end. I took the 60. Anyway.
Yeah.
Bigfoot. How much water can Bigfoot hold?
No, in your mind, is Bigfoot... We don't exactly know what he looks like.
Listen, I did research here.
Okay, I'm glad. This is the thing that took you the 20 minutes. Everything else was altogether was like 5. And this is like, you really dug into what Bigfoot looks like.
I'm going to give you the 50-pound range again. I mean, not the 5-pound, 5-gallon range.
5-gallon is... Oh, you bastard. All right, I'm going to go... How big is Bigfoot? We're saying is most of the water in his feet. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
that's how he can. That's why he sinks.
Yeah,
that's
exactly, why he sinks. Exactly.
He throws feet in first.
That's why he's able to stay away from people for so long because he just like his feet just get smaller and he drinks from that. And
then it just sucks on his toes, and that will kind of replenish him.
Yeah, it's
kind of. And then when he walks through water, he kind of soaks it in.
Yeah, that's what I do. He's like a sponge mostly. Yeah, yeah.
He actually, how he drinks water is he will get on his back, and if there's like there's gonna be like a tree, and he puts his feet up on the tree, and he opens his mouth. And as a kid, like this is what like an adult Bigfoot will kind of teach their young ones, because they'll fuck this up. So like the adult will usually kind of do this for them. They will manually feed or you know. Quench the thirst of the younger one, where they'll go up and their feet are like up on the tree, and then they just kind of squeeze their feet together until they're like tiny little balls, like little nubs on the bottoms of their legs.
Yes,
and that the water will trickle down their leg, and kind of they're in such a position that there's a canal in the chest.
Yes, and it collects.
And that's where they kind of spoon that into their mouth.
Would you believe that I did that once? To a baby?
You're human. That doesn't make any sense.
Listen, I got some Bigfoot in me, if you know what I'm saying.
That's why, that's because you know how you know how the Sasquatches, they have litters?
Yes.
Instead of just like one at a time.
Yeah, of course.
You know, you ever see like a picture of like
a litter?
Of dogs. Of like a female mother dog.
Yes.
And like all the little puppies are sucking on the udder, and like all at the same time, same thing with cows and stuff like that. That's kind of what like the Bigfoot will look like, mother Bigfoot, and then like all like the litter of children will be sucking on their toes for nutrition.
It is so fucking weird. 15. All right, there we go.
15 gallons.
15 gallons.
Final answer.
No, how big is Bigfoot?
You don't know.
Oh, I know. 14.
All right. I'll tell you. I will give you his weight.
Okay.
Okay? Uh-huh. And 700 pounds.
Bullshit.
All right. I will give you another guess.
You're so dumb. Oh, my God. All right. If we're going by ratios now, all right?
Okay. And I'll also tell you that there is... 8.345 pounds in a gallon. Okay? You should be able to do the rest.
8.345 pounds in a gallon. All right. Am I dividing? Am I dividing? What do you want me to do with these numbers?
I want you to compute the amount of water that can be that Bigfoot currently has in it.
So we're unzipping. It's what we're doing.
No, we're not unzipping. We're not unzipping. Trust me.
All right. 160 is equal to 11. All right. 160 times 2 is about 300. 300 times 2 is about 600. Okay. Plus another 160 is about 700. Okay.
Okay.
So then we say 11 times 2 times 2 is 22, 44, right, plus
people are getting
11,
bored. Okay.
55.
Oh!
No!
You got it. All
no!
right? 50. It was 50. 50? But although,
oh.
I don't know, 55, 54,
no, we didn't, no,
53,
we didn't.
52, 51. Oh, out of the range! Out of the range!
Bullshit.
Right. It was actually 50.3, so I will give it to you.
I'll give it to you. No, I'm there.
All right, Dalen. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You are a big winner.
I'm a big foot.
Okay.
I will. You don't have to compliment my moving if you just call me Bigfoot once, but like in a sultry tone.
I think you move very nicely when you walk.
Oh.
I think you have a nice strut about you.
Oh, yeah. Peppy?
And you do kind of like a nice handstand.
Tell me
and
about
that
my
is
gait.
About a movement.
Oh, that's a move, yeah.
So yeah, and I think that impresses me and impresses everybody.
Everyone likes it. It's beautiful. It's a nice thing.
All right.
Okay.
We're almost that time. We're gonna do a kindergarten chorus. Kindergarten chorus.
Kindergarten.
Let me think now. Let me think. Okay.
Me too.
I got one.
No, I didn't.
We're going to be doing this twice.
Yeah. So let's just... I'll choose yours for the second time, okay?
Okay.
Wait, I'm not ready. All right.
Okay.
How's this song? Here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Cha-cha-cha-chia.
Suck on my chocolate-covered balls.
What?
It's from South Park, I think.
Did you know my song?
Cha-cha-chia. Pets?
Yeah, it's just kind of the little jingle
it's not,
there.
It's a jingle. That's all I saw. All right, fine. You're ruined.
Okay.
Greg, he doesn't even try. All right?
Okay, another one. Here we go.
No,
we're going to get it this time.
I'm not ready. Here. Okay, ready?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Jingle
bells, jingle bells. I said jingle, trying to, you know, that was the little chip jingle, and I wanted to give you the little thing here, you know?
Oh,
all
right.
Okay, we are failures.
We try.
Listen. If you have an iPhone or you have an Android, if you have an iPhone, you definitely. If you have an Android, you almost certainly have a podcast app
iPhone.
Already.
Yes.
Okay? Go into that app right now and give our name a little search, Cooking the Coffee Maker. You will find us and you will hit subscribe.
Subscribe.
When you subscribe,
yes.
We will look better somehow. And also, you will get the episodes directly to you each time we post. Okay.
Isn't technology amazing?
Yeah. We are also on Spotify. So I know you're on Spotify probably right now. Just toggle over there and hit follow on Cooking the Coffee Maker. Okay. Go and search us on Spotify. We're there. You can see our little coffee cup on fire.
It's
okay?
so
Everyone
cute.
Knows. It's
you
so,
love
it's
it.
So lovely.
We love it. Yes.
Everyone loves it. Okay. Like us on Facebook. Okay.
Kids love Facebook.
We are posting these episodes every week.
You know.
Every week we're posting these episodes.
Every week, me and Michelle, we get together and we post these episodes.
We listen to Cooking the Coffee Maker. Okay.
Don't forget.
We love it.
We do it
for our country.
God bless America and God bless you. All right. Email us, cookingcoffeemaker@gmail.com. And with that, Patrick, what do we do now?
We say a fuck you.
Oh, fuck you very much.
Before the podcast ends, we are going to give you a little float action. Hit it, Ryan. Oh yeah, thoughts the stuff. Thank you. subscribe.